Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 23rd, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. ChatGPT Images thinks ahead. Workspace gets smarter. German tiny AI chip powers earbuds. OpenAI partners with Infosys. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. ChatGPT Images 2.0 introduces a thinking mode that plans visual tasks, consults the web, and uses knowledge up to December 2025 before creating images. In this mode, it can produce coherent series of up to 8 images with consistent characters and design. The model increases realism, lighting, textures, and small irregularities, and improves text rendering, including Japanese, Korean, and Chinese. Advanced features like thinking mode are limited to ChatGPT Plus, Pro, and Business. It is available in Codex and via the GPT Image 2 API, supports aspect ratios from 3 to 1 up to 1 to 3, and has cost differences by format. API outputs over 2,000 are in beta. Google announced AI upgrades to Workspace, adding Workspace Intelligence and Gemini features that automate office work. Workspace Intelligence can draw on a user's Gmail, calendar, chat, and Drive files to offer assistance, and administrators and users can disable access to particular data sources. The more data the system can see, the more it can help. Gemini can construct and autofill Google Sheets from prompts, convert unstructured data into tables, and, Google says, populate sheets 9 times faster than typing. Gemini also generates and refines text in Google Docs, able to match a user's writing style using Drive, Chat, Gmail, and web sources. These changes target enterprise productivity amid competition.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Anker is building a tiny AI chip called Thus in Dresden for use inside in-ear headsets. Thus runs AI directly inside NOR flash using a compute-in-memory approach. A controller changes NOR gate resistances so the storage itself performs matrix math, cutting space and power and avoiding energy-intensive data shuttling. That lets earbuds do better ambient noise suppression while using only a few milliwatts, but at modest compute scale, roughly 5 billion operations per second, suitable for models with several million parameters and far slower than modern phone chips by a factor of 10,000. Production is in Dresden, and first Soundcore headsets should appear in the coming months. OpenAI partnered with Infosys to integrate Codex into Infosys's Topaz AI platform. Infosys says the move will help clients modernize software development, automate workflows, and deploy AI at scale, focusing on software engineering, legacy modernization, and DevOps. The deal gives OpenAI access to Infosys's clients across more than 60 countries. Infosys reported AI services generated ₹25 billion, about $267 million, in the December quarter. Financial terms were not disclosed. OpenAI also launched Codex Labs. Codex now has more than 4 million weekly active users. Infosys shares have fallen over 22% this year amid weak forecasts and concern that AI could automate outsourcing.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.